5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're now checking out It's Easy Breezy Live and Uncensored, and today we have an amazing singer-songwriter with us. She's actually sung with one of the greatest female pop soul singers of all time, in my opinion, and I'm talking about Caitlin Caparelli. How's it going, Caitlin?
Hey, it's going good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So I kind of wanted to start out by saying, where are you from?
I'm originally from Newburgh, New York, so I grew up there. And that's kind of where it all started for me. That's one of my first places where I performed and kind of just got inspired by music.
Oh, so what age did you know that you wanted to actually become a singer and songwriter?
Yeah, I loved to sing really early on, since about like 3 years old. My mom sang as well, and my older sister, so I was kind of always brought up around music. A lot of Carole King, Carly Simon, stuff like that. So from an early age, I knew I wanted to sing.
And did you write music at an early age?
Yeah, I think my first song I wrote was probably at like 12 years old.
Oh, have you ever recorded it once you got older?
Yeah, not when I'm older. I recorded it when I was younger, and listening back to it now, I sound so young. But it's good to see the growth from then till now when I'm at 25.
That's good. So after writing and recording your first song, what kind of transpired? Because I know you was a part of a lot of different competitions growing up, right?
Yes, a lot, probably like hundreds. I was always online with my family looking up the next talent contest to be into. And just because I really wanted to be out there performing in front of people and kind of getting that reaction. So that was a huge part of growing up for me, was being into competitions and things.
Great. So what was one of your favorite competitions as far as that you've actually been a part of?
Let's see, probably New Windsor Idol. That's kind of close to Newburgh. It's about like 10, 15 minutes away. I went through a bunch of different stages, and within each competition, they had a rate who was number one. And throughout the whole competition, I was at the top, so that kind of boosted my confidence. And it was from my area, too, so it was nice to win a competition that was local and to kind of show the people that, you know, you can do anything no matter where you're from. You can pursue your dreams.
Okay, so I guess you went through the high school stages, right, and singing and the competitions. What happened after high school? Did you say I wanted to take this full time? When did you start, you know, actually taking music to the next level?
Yeah, I always took music seriously, but once I was finished with school, my initial plan was to move out to California. I always wanted to live out there. But then that didn't work out, so I went to school for a little bit, and I studied some music and some voice, and then I really just wanted to get out there and do it. I didn't want to be in a classroom, so I saw a bunch of auditionings happening for The Voice, for American Idol, and I auditioned for all of them multiple times, and I was hearing no. I wasn't getting any reason why, so I kind of took a step back from auditioning for a bit and wrote. And, you know, kind of trained my voice myself and got to know myself better. And when I was about 22, that's when I auditioned for The Voice, and things went from there.
So you auditioned for The Voice and you were accepted?
Yes.
And what was the steps? What happened once you got accepted? Did you have to wait for a month or two? Was things happening right away? What happened?
Yeah, it was a long process on The Voice. So I think I auditioned back in June 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put me through the next round. This is for producers. This isn't anything that's in front of the coaches or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, okay, we'll give you a call in a month to let you know if we're going to send you out to LA. So it was a really long month of waiting. And I remember I was with my family. We were actually at the Jersey Shore. And my phone rang, and they said, we're sending you to LA. So it was a really exciting day. I flew out to LA by myself, and I went through another round of producer auditions.
Was it your first time in LA?
That was actually my second time.
Second time.
I went out once when I was a senior to kind of check it out because I really wanted to live there.
Yeah.
So this was my second time, and I auditioned for producers. And then, again, they said, we'll call you and let you know if you're going to make it to the next step. Another month goes by, they call me, okay, we're sending you out. So it's now September, I go out there, I'm preparing for the blind audition, and a weird thing happened was that one of the coaches was sick, so they had to cancel the blind, send us home for a week, and then bring us back out. So I didn't even audition until November of 2014.
We're just practicing.
Yes, so I just kind of practiced my song a million times, if possible. And actually, coming back to New York, I got sick that week. And then thankfully, I was better in time for the blind audition. So it was such a long process, months going by.
Okay. And so when you audition, how was it for you? Was you nervous?
Well, I had waited so long, the anticipation was just killing me at that point. So I wasn't really nervous. I kind of just wanted to do it. So I remember that morning, I was the last group of singers to go that day.
Okay.
And I was up at 5 in the morning getting ready. And then I didn't audition until maybe 7, 8 o'clock at night that night. And I remember hearing the coaches from backstage, and all the teams were filling up. There's only so many spots for
Oh,
each coach.
got you.
So the only people who had spots left were Pharrell and Blake. So I knew one of them had to turn, and I remember sitting behind those doors, just by hearing my heart pounding. And then they opened, and again, they're not facing me, so they don't see me walking out. We
Right.
got the crowd out there. Everyone's super quiet. You can hear a pin drop, and the music starts, and then I just go for it. And once I'm singing, that's kind of when it all loosens up for me. They both turned, and I was ecstatic.
Yeah. I watched it and it was like, wow. And then to see Christina not able to turn around was kind of funny. Like,
I know, I was disappointed, but you know what? It was good because I heard backstage that her team was full. So it wasn't like, why isn't she turning for me? I heard
Yeah.
them. So it all ended up working out.
Yeah, that was a memorable moment as far as just performance-wise. It was real good. It was real good. I keep watching over and over and over. And then when you sung with her, let's get to that. Let's get to that.
Yeah, that was the highlight of it all. So I was just happy to be on a team, and I remember picking Pharrell and then her walking up to me, and she asked me if I wanted to sit in her chair, and I was just super excited about that. So I sat in the chair and she said, "Do you want to sing a little bit of the song with me?" And that's when I was gonna lose it. I kind of blanked out at that point. And they didn't show it on TV, but we actually sang the entire song together. They only showed a clip of it, but it was amazing to see her that close singing to me, because I never got to see her in concert growing up. So it was pretty amazing.
That's good. That's good. So, after The Voice, what happens next? What happens next after The Voice?
Yeah, so after The Voice, I really wanted to put out original music right away so that the fans could hear me as an artist. So I put together a Kickstarter campaign, and it was funded successfully. And it took a bit of time to get it out, but they waited patiently, my fans, and I was able to release it in November of 2016, and it was called Canvas,
Right.
debut EP. And that's kind of what I've been doing since, is promoting the EP and
What's that
promoting
single off the album Canvas? What's the single title?
Guarded Heart.
Say that one more time.
Guarded Heart.
And you wrote it?
Yes, I wrote everything on the EP.
What it's about?
Guarded Heart is about protecting yourself from love, from past experiences, from things that I've seen and heard, and kind of just not being closed off completely, but just again being guarded and making sure that I, you know, choose the right person for me.
So that's something you practice daily. Is that tough?
Not really, because I know when the time comes, it will come. And really, right now, my main focus is the music. So
Yeah.
I feel like once that kind of starts moving forward, everything will fall into place.
Well, I think it can apply to a lot of different areas.
Definitely, for
And
sure.
especially like for example in the business world, and then like you have your business and personal world, like
Oh, yeah.
mixing the
I mean,
two.
I'm definitely guarded in the business world, my whole
Yeah,
life.
yeah, yeah.
After seeing and hearing things and
Like you said,
kind of.
you've been a competitor since you were young. So, for example, you've been told no a lot of times, I would imagine. Everybody's told no, but in a competition world, you've been told no, and I'm sure it broke your heart a few times. So, even in that case scenario,
100%, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. Did it take you a long time to come up with that title?
No, that one actually was probably the easiest on the EP for me. Someone had sent me a piano riff, and as soon as I heard it, it kind of just
You don't
came
want to say
out.
who it was?
Daniel Abramson.
Shout out
So
Daniel, shout out.
that's Daniel. He sent me that. It was like a rough voice memo, and I just remember hearing it and kind of just sang along to it, and that was the title that came out. I love when it happens like that, and you don't have to think about it too much. It's more natural, and I knew that that one had to be the single because everyone loves when I do the ballad stuff, and I enjoy it so much. So, Guarded Heart, yeah.
You have a show tonight, right?
Yes, I have a show tonight in Peekskill, New York, at 12 Grapes. I'm
And
excited to be performing with a full band.
you gonna
So,
sing that song, Guarded
yeah,
Heart?
Guarded Heart is definitely on the set tonight.
What else you singing?
I'll be singing pretty much everything off the EP, as well as a bunch of covers, probably
Ooh.
impossible.
Ooh, okay.
From my voice audition.
Where you where's this gonna be at?
This is at 12 Grapes in Peekskill, New York.
Peekskill. Okay. I've never been up there. Is that upstate, I would imagine?
It's about 45 minutes or so from Newburgh, so it's about
Newburgh.
halfway to the city.
Halfway. Okay. That's great. That's great. You said you're playing with the full band. Is that something that was put together over time? Like, have you been finding these band members over time?
Yeah, definitely a process to find band members.
Right.
I've been playing out acoustically a lot with my guitarist, Steve Mercier, and I really wanted to have a live full set eventually. So by going to playing shows, I met a lot of cool musicians, a lot of talented musicians, and we formed our full band. So I'm really excited to be with them tonight.
Okay. And I'm sure you're promoting that through the social media. What's your social media so people can
Yeah,
reach
so
you?
all my social medias are at Caitlin Caparelli. That's Caitlin with a C, Caitlin Caparelli, Caporale.
All right. And you're working on new music?
Yeah, I'm always working on new music. I'm trying to teach myself now guitar and piano. I could play a little bit, but I'm definitely always trying to enhance my craft.
Are you into like collaborating with other people, other musicians? I know you said you got the band. Are you open to collaborations?
Definitely open to collaborations.
How could
I think
someone collaborate?
when I work with other people, it definitely brings out different sides to me. So I'm always open to collaborating.
How can someone who wanted to work with you reach you?
Yeah, through my official website at caitlincaparelli.com, there'll be a contact us tab, and you just let us know. My team will reach back out, and maybe we can collaborate.
All right. And I do want to ask you a few more questions. It sounds like I was closing out, but I still want to ask you a few more questions. What are some things that you aspire to do in the future?
I definitely want to tour more, all over the place, not just New York and the East, on the on this side. I want to go all across the country
International, yeah.
and international, and that's kind of my biggest dream. Of course, I would love to shooting for the stars here to go to the Grammys one day and perform there and maybe even win Best New Artist.
That would be dope. That would be real dope. Even head out to the billboards. I think you should be out there and checking out that scene also. And it's a lot of other different scenes, but you definitely one of the elite, I'll tell you that. And I think you are one of the elite amongst the leaders. I would recommend a lot of people or anyone to definitely check out your music. Have you ever listened to Amy Winehouse by chance?
Oh yeah, I'm singing a cover of hers tonight too. You know I'm no good. Thanks everybody. This is Caitlin Caparelli. Thanks for tuning in to It's Easy Breezy. Thank you, Danny, for having me. And make sure to check out our interview and my music at caitlincaparelli.com.